what do you call the place, you know, you got the access road on the side, you know, what do you call the things that you get from the access road up onto the highway itself?
The entry ramp.
Okay, and when you get off, what do you call that place?
The exit ramp.
Okay. Are there, other than the big highways, you know, are there any other roads in San Antonio that have limited access like that?
The Loop and other highways.
Okay. What do you call the main like Commerce and Houston and those streets? What would you call that kind of street?
Main downtown street.
Okay. A street like this one, you know, just a residential street where people just live. Would you call it anything besides a street?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Sometimes, like there's a place on San Pedro where the railroad tracks go across, and you have to go down under them like this, you know, and there's this big thing. What do you call that? We go under them.
I don't know. It's a dip.
Okay. What if the railroad tracks are built, you know, up above, and there's not a dip in the road. The road just goes straight, but you have to go through a thing.
A tunnel.
Okay. Where my car is parked out there, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm, like, the curb is this way, and I'm, like, this with the curb. What kind of parking do you call
parallel?
It? Okay. What do you call the kind of parking, like, you usually have in a shopping center, where you sort of head into the parking place, and sometimes it's straight in, sometimes it's at an angle.
It's straight in parking.
Okay. What do you call those things where the firemen, hook up their hose if there's a fire?
A hydrant.
Okay. If you were going to go downtown, where would you park if you couldn't find a place along the street? Which you probably couldn't.
At the parking lot or the garage.
Okay, what's the garage? Would you explain it?
Okay, it's a several story building for cars.
Okay. What are the tallest buildings in town? Other than the Hemisphere Tower.
It used to be the Transit Tower,
uh-huh.
Which has since got another name because it was sold, but I don't remember.
Which one is that?
It's a pentagon shape.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if new ones are taller than that.
Okay. What term in general would you use for just tall?
Skyscrapers.
Okay. What if there were tall apartment buildings? What would you call them?
High-rise housing.
Okay. Would you use high-rise to refer to an office building, or would that just refer to the apartment?
It could be an office.
Okay. What would you call the passageway that goes behind buildings that are downtown?
Alleys.
Okay. What if it goes between buildings? Would you call anything different?
No.
Okay. What about a passageway that goes behind houses in a residential area?
An alley.
Okay. Do you have a name for the space that goes between houses?
No.
Okay. What about behind or between apartment buildings?
Mm-mm. Just alley.
Okay. Would that be behind or between?
Behind.
Okay. And not between?
Well, unless there was a little road light.
Okay. What would you call an area in the city where there was a building, you know, had been torn down, mm-hmm. and they hadn't replaced the building yet? What would you call an area?
A vacant lot.
Okay. And what about an area in a neighborhood where, you know, maybe they just hadn't built a house?
A vacant lot.
Okay. Where would you get a drink of water in a public building?
At a water fountain.
Okay. And at a park, where would you get a drink of water?
A fountain.
Okay. Same kind of?
Well, probably it wouldn't be chilled or cold.
Okay. Would you name for me some different kinds of cars and trucks? Oh, okay.